Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
This is our last day here at the Hard Rock Hotel Vallarta in Riviera Nayarit.
It's been a great week.
What do you got over there, Big Al Mac?
How about this? How about some mimosas to celebrate our week here in Nayarit?
We've been celebrating our week here 10 times a day.
That's true. We've pretty much been celebrating since we got here. But I thought we'd go ahead and pop a bottle.
Okay.
Got everybody some champagne flutes filled with orange juice.
Don't aim it at the camera.
No.
Yeah, the camera's expensive, Al. Let's see how the bar owner opens up this champagne.
Oh, you're just going to...
Ooh, nice. Didn't spill a drop either. Look at that.
Oh, that would have been great if it went all over your computer.
All right. There you go. There's a little bit there. Got you some there, well, Mr. Cheddar. There you go.
Not very heavy-handed on the champagne.
Yeah.
Well, we got a show to do, Kelly. We still have to be professional.
What? All right.
Well, popping champagne bottles is not very professional.
All right. Well, you got a point. All right. Come
That's
on,
what makes this cool.
There you go.
That's going to be really
awkward.
I got it. Yeah.
Okay, good. Our engineer is so on his toes right now.
I drank down some of the orange juice.
just so you get more champagne?
Yeah.
Oh, that was all orange juice prior to that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Look at the. Our engineer is about to have an attack, a panic attack.
Pouring all over the equipment.
Orange, yeah.
Yeah, we've had a long week. It started with Jenna trying to find a dude on Tinder.
Uh-huh.
And that ended yesterday.
Yeah, she found it.
That was done.
I think I'm one and done on Tinder.
Yeah.
Didn't do anything, but.
I think I saw him at dinner last night.
Oh, yeah, did you avoid eye contact?
Well,
you didn't get to meet him,
though.
I didn't
meet him, but
so he doesn't know you.
He doesn't know me, but I looked at him and went, that's him. That's got to be him.
Something tells me he knows all of us and what we look like. He follows me on Instagram.
Right.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
You not only got dumped by him, you also got dumped by the teenagers.
Yeah, the teenage boys were supposed to show up yesterday,
and they never
did.
We had a surprise for you yesterday, Jenna.
Yeah, we had the teenage boys from Detroit. They were going to come by here after the show and do a segment with us.
Why? You got rejected by Tinder and teenagers.
According to Al, when you guys went scuba.
They did. He said
snorkeling
we
the first day.
He said, oh, I've seen more butt than I've ever seen in my life.
So we just wanted to get an account.
Yeah.
So we were going to have them on the air just to talk about.
Just to rate your butt.
And let's be honest, the only reason Jenna and I won the dance competition is because those dudes were cheering so loud for Jenna.
That's true.
Yeah, y'all were the best. Come on.
That's true.
Yeah, okay, cheers, whatever. Cheers.
All right.
Okay, I'll give us a cheers.
This is to a week in Mexico that we all survived, and I survived two snorkeling trips. Thank you. Was that great?
That was beautiful.
Thanks. I don't do good in
toast. Let me wipe away the tear before it falls into my champagne.
That was the toast?
That was your toast? Okay, all right.
You got a seed in my...
I'm smiling. Well, Joe,
maybe I should add more juice.
You got a seed in my... yesterday was National
Radio
Day.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's a thing, people.
It is a thing. Now, our interns wanted to get in on the action because they heard the first ever broadcast recording.
Yeah.
So they wanted to record something for themselves because they've been there the whole semester. And they didn't get in the studio because we're always in there.
Yeah.
So while we were away, they decided to get in there. Now, Al, please tell us about our interns.
Our interns. Well, there's a little short, skinny, redheaded girl.
Mm-hmm. Her name is?
Carol.
Yes.
How about that?
There
How about Carol?
See there?
4'11" of fun.
Yeah.
Carol. Possibly 4'10".
Is there another intern?
Yep.
Oh, the curly-headed girl.
Yep.
She does cameras.
She was actually there longer than Carol.
Uh-huh.
Slightly.
Andrea?
Nope.
We've had more than one intern with that name. We've had more than one intern with that name. One was a male.
One was a male. Alex.
Alex.
Boom.
Yes.
Nice hint, Kelly.
Boom. Well done, Al.
Thank you.
That's all you know about Alex?
Hmm?
Huh?
Yeah. That's all.
He got their names. That's an accomplishment.
I got their names.
That's good enough.
So they were messing around in our studio back home?
Yeah, allegedly they were in there, and they decided to go full on out and create a song.
And something for us to play here.
Yeah. I don't know if they want us to play it, but we're going to play it.
We're going to play it.
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and play it. Here are our interns. This is the final project. So if it's good, A. If it's not, F.
That's pretty rough.
All right, let's see what we got.
We are the interns, the Kid Craddock interns, the not paid interns. We take your orders, bacon, eggs, and no cheese.
True.
Off to the deli. And we don't care if we have to work all day.
cute.
Very nice.
That's a nice little.
I wonder how does being an intern for the Kid Craddock Morning Show measure up to what you think it's going to be? Like when they tell you.
I'm sure it's way different.
You know, like you're going to be an intern at a radio show. Sure. A syndicated radio show. You're going to be here every day, blah, 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 blah. And then what they actually do. I wonder how those two things reconcile.
Yeah, because you never got to do the intern thing.
Yeah, no, I never did. I never did. So,
yeah, it's definitely not what you expect.
Nothing is, right? Nothing's as glamorous as it seems. Right.
No, probably
when
not.
When it comes down to it.
Probably not.
You're working for free.
Yeah, that's the worst part.
And then you feel like you can't say no. You can't say no because...
Yeah, I mean, if you really want to get into radio, then this is the way to do it.
Yeah, I interned at a radio station, though, and I was picking up food from DJs. I didn't care just because it was cool. And you knew that at some point, you know, you're paying your dues.
Yeah.
You look at it that way.
Dues.
And it's better than a lot of other jobs you could be doing.
Sure.
I would show up every day with a box of donuts and sit with the morning show, which was one guy. I would just sit there, and if he used me, it was like worth every minute. He maybe let me talk in the air twice a week.
What would he ask?
I would show
you?
Up every day. Just, you know, if he needed a bid or something, like he needed, it was just him. And so he's like, you know, I want you to call up and pretend to be, you know, this character.
Country girl.
You did.
Yeah.
You did. You actually did those things?
Well, it wasn't, we weren't trying to pretend it was a real phone call. It was a character.
Oh, okay.
You know, I'd call up and pretend to be a Valley Girl or something
Rhonda.
Like that.
Yeah.
Or Ron. Yeah, so it was obviously like a fake phone call, not like some radio stations do where they try to fool you into thinking it's a real person, but it's really fake.
Did you have a crush on that guy?
Of course. He was so poor. And he was drunk. And he would sleep underneath his desk at the office because he had nowhere to go because his wife kicked him out.
And you had a crush on him?
Oh, everybody loved him because he was great. He's the morning show DJ. Everybody's in love with the DJ.
What do the other DJs do when they need to put their legs up under the desk, almost sleeping up
under it? Well, this was his little desk. So he'd sleep under the desk at the radio station because he had nowhere else to go.
He sounds hot.
And he'd call me and say, Kelly, I need to go somewhere. Can you come pick me up? And yes, I'd go get him.
Come pick you up. Come pick him up.
Honey, why do you think I'm in radio today? I said yes to everything. Uh-huh. That's what you had to do.
Everything?
Everything.
No, we never hooked up.
There are some things I'm ashamed of.
We never hooked up, I'm telling the truth.
Yeah, I know. I've heard about those.
Yeah. Wow.
I never knew that.
What's he doing now?
Well, he got arrested.
Oh, okay.
For breaking into women's houses and wearing their panties.
Oh, I remember y'all talking about that dude when I went to South Carolina with
you. Yeah, our boss told us about it. He broke into women's houses and he would wear panties. He was the Panty Bandit.
Panty Bandit, which is actually a pretty good radio name or persona.
Hey, it's Panty Bandit in the morning.
Yeah, and they got video of him dancing around, and I guess it was a home security camera or something.
If he could parlay that back, if he gets released, he's got to be the Panty Bandit.
The good news is you could just, it was a bit.
Yeah.
I'm on the radio.
Panty Bandit in the morning.
Come on, don't arrest me.
He would have been so disappointed breaking into my house.
Oh, Jenna has one, and it's dirty.
Oh.
Yesterday, we took a trip to a small town
called
Sayulita.
Yeah, Sayulita, surf town.
It's a surf town. There's a lot of expats over there. It's just cool. Everybody knows each other.
Cool, quiet little town with shops and
art and
stuff.
Restaurants. Yeah, surfing.
Now, it's a beach town, so you go dressed as, you know, you would to go to the beach.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Which cast member showed up looking like she was going to hike a mountain?
In jeans. I think that's the way to say
it.
One cast member looked like they were in New York for the weekend.
We'll get into our excursion next.
It's been one big party up here in the Rockstar Suite.
I'm not wearing a bra to a party.
You haven't worn one since we've got here. And you rarely wear one when we're back home. It's the Kid Nation Family Vacation. Live from the Hard Rock Hotel Vallarta in Riviera Nayarit.
We're back. Here in the Rockstar Suite.
Golf clap.
So many Rockstar things happened this week here in the Rockstar Suite.
Really? What kind of Rockstar things have been happening, JC? Name one Rockstar thing.
Okay.
All right.
I walked around naked.
Where?
Here.
Here? With the cameras and everything?
Kids needed a water.
Was that on Kid Nation? Kid Nation, please call
us if
you
saw that. I'm pretty sure the cameras are off.
I would be 100% sure before I walked around naked.
Yeah, it's really trusting.
Like, I looked at them. You know, and they looked off. So I went ahead and did that.
Looked off.
Yeah, they looked off.
Hmm. All right.
Yeah. Other than that.
That's a rock star thing.
Just stuff.
Hey, they treated us well, man. The Hard Rock Hotel, Vallarta, from the front desk, they brought us in and they took us to the special room to check us in.
The VIP room.
The VIP room with a refrigerator, with cold beer. That's how you check into a hotel.
I mean, you could get a cold beer anywhere. here at the Hard Rock.
I've checked into many. Oh, yes, here at the Hard Rock, you can. I've checked
into
many.
They're not waiting for you when you.
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
That was pretty awesome.
Exactly.
We've also, we went outside the Hard Rock yesterday as well, just because we want to explore, you know, Puerto Vallarta and the Riviera Nayarit. And we want to thank the wonderful people of the Riviera Nayarit because they hooked us up with a trip to Sayulita. Mm-hmm. And you've been there before, Jenna.
Yeah, Sayulita. I know I was interested. It's been 4 or 5 years since I'd been, so I wasn't sure how much it had changed because that tends to happen.
Yep. Yeah.
It gets real touristy, and then there's chain restaurants. But they've kept Sayulita just how I remembered it. Mm-hmm. It's really cool. A lot of expatriates, I think, just decide to move down there. It's a surf town. Has a little bit of a hippie feel to it as well, you know,
because
there's a lot of, yeah, a lot of cool art shops and restaurants and healthy restaurants, too. I don't know if you guys noticed that. So and, you can and tell the influence there.
Yeah, and slightly behind times, so you still feel like
you
it's...
Feel, it feels like Mexico.
Yeah, it feels cool. It has this cool feel to it.
I could see buying a bar here.
Now, it's a surf... Are you really going to?
I could see it.
There was a couple spots open.
I could see it. I'm going to be honest with you. It felt like Mexico. And there, it seemed like
well,
they
were in Mexico.
Well,
sometimes when you're in some of the more touristy places, it doesn't feel like it feels more like Miami or something.
It feels like you think Mexico should.
Yeah. It felt like Mexico.
Now this is a surf town again.
Yeah.
So there's a beach and you can go in the water and walk around and go shopping. Kelly, why'd you wear jeans?
I didn't want to get sunburned.
Yeah, I looked down before we took off in the little van. I'm like, okay, everybody's shorts, skirt.
Yeah, bathing suit, cover
blah, 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 blah.
I didn't want to get sunburned, and you just don't understand how hard
it
is.
We make fun.
You know, it's funny, haha. But
we tease because we don't understand.
I don't have sunburn today.
And you didn't know what
I didn't know
what
to expect. I didn't know if we were going to be exposed in direct sunlight all day. I mean, I know it's such a lame thing, but that's... who I am.
It's okay, Kelly.
So I put on the SPF 70 everywhere that was exposed and wore jeans because I didn't want to mess with it, you know.
You sat at the restaurant and just had a couple margaritas.
I had a couple, yeah.
Kelly was fun yesterday.
Yeah, let's just say that I feel like everyone got hammered yesterday.
Okay, that's fair.
I was pretty behind, but yeah.
Maybe it was the heat and then we were just...
Yes.
The last full excursion day that we had. So, you know, everybody's kind of letting their hair down a little bit.
Everyone was passed out on the car ride back. Kenzie was having so much fun. I don't know if you guys have seen all the photos she took of everyone.
Oh, no.
Mouth open, sleeping. We were the only two people awake the whole time. And she got photos of everyone.
My wife was that girl.
Uh-huh.
The one that would bust out the camera and takes pictures of everybody sleeping and making funny faces.
Mm.
And sticking fingers in people's ears, or was that just my ear?
That was everyone's.
She was. I don't know how she didn't pass out because I thought we all drank enough to pass out the ride home. That was the point.
I'm not a very attractive sleeper.
No, Al, I'm gonna be honest with you. You're not.
I don't look good sleeping. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've seen pictures of me sleeping.
Yeah,
It's not pretty.
And then we got back, and Al just Kelly was gone to her room. We're all getting out of the van. Al hops out. I guess he went straight to the bar to get another drink, and I was towards the back. And Al's girlfriend is still sleeping in the back of the car. He didn't even wake her up.
We got Russ face. Our dude is sitting there waking your girl up.
We were like, where is Al? And is anyone going to wake her up? That's your job.
I think she was up. I thought she was right behind me. Hey, honey.
Didn't even look back.
I mean, the door was open. I was too busy grabbing the bag of ice down beers
that was right beside me. I can't do everything, Jenna.
She carried you in the water when you were snorkeling.
I know. Bless
she
her
towed
heart.
You.
Essentially saved your life.
Bless her heart.
She did.
Between her and Carlos.
And that's Ooh. How you pay her back.
You left her in the van?
Yes.
Well, I mean, she got out. I mean, he looped back around. I think you had left something in the van. That was my offensive Mexican accent.
That's not at all what the guy sounded like. He did not sound like that at all.
He treated us good. Everybody treated us good, man.
Did anybody buy anything there?
I did.
I bought some cigars.
Jenna was going to buy like a cow skull or something.
I almost dropped a lot of money. This is the coolest piece of art, though. I've been trying to be more adult.
Yeah.
And we got our place painted, my roommate and I.
Yeah.
So I thought we took all the art down. And they make these... They are skulls, giant. I mean, not skulls.
Ceramic,
I know
right?
skulls yeah. are Day of the Dead. No, not ceramic.
No, they're real.
These are actual like animal skulls with horns.
Okay.
You know, they're actual, real skulls. And then they do. I went to the workshop actually to see how they do this. They embroider on them. They sew really cool designs.
Okay.
And but it was like $800, and I know that's kind of adult to spend on a big piece of art. But I couldn't do it. And then I thought the skull, I'm gonna have to get it shipped or carry it. It's real pointy.
Sometimes I get my art at like Ross. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got some good stuff.
Yeah.
But I bought some stuff. It's hard not to buy things from kids on the street.
Yeah. Did you buy anything, Kelly?
No.
Kelly not only didn't buy anything, she was being critical of things I was considering buying.
No. What?
She was going, you guys don't need that.
You don't need that.
You don't need that.
I don't need it.
A needlepoint cow skull. But you just don't need that.
But maybe it's what I love. I love Mexico and I love the Mexican art.
Now, where are you going to put that?
On my wall.
That's why I love when Kelly comes with
coming
us.
Coming from
when
a woman that has a mural.
Shopping.
Yeah.
She looked at me funny.
You don't need that, Kinsey.
Yeah. You have a mural.
But it's of my daughter.
Yeah.
And I love her. But and I made her a playroom.
I was going to buy that little skull of the, that's why I thought yours was ceramic. It was a ceramic skull with a Dallas Cowboy helmet painted on it.
Yeah, they had all the NFL teams.
From the time you tried out?
Yeah. I mean, you know, on a sports bar, so why not? It was like $40, $50. Kelly looked at me. Mm-hmm.
You don't need that.
No.
You don't need that. You're going to put it in your bar, it's ceramic. Some drunk's going to knock it over one night, and that's it. That's $40 wasted.
And I didn't buy it.
The raspberry has a point.
See? I didn't buy it.
Y'all should always take me on shopping trips.
I'm taking you.
You will come back with more money than you left with.
We should start a you don't need that break with Kelly.
Kelly,
you call us up and then
sometimes I know I don't need it. I want to buy it
Let's do that Monday.
Hashtag you don't need that.
If you're contemplating buying something and you're really on the fence on whether you want to buy it or not, or maybe your significant other is contemplating it.
That sounds like a fun breakout.
And Kelly will talk you out of it.
We had so much fun yesterday that Kelly didn't make it to dinner. Al was 15 minutes late.
But I was there, yep.
You were there. Uh-huh. Jenna passed out. She was out.
Yep.
White Cheddar was out. Well, everybody, a lot
you
of people
made it.
Got
you
out.
Didn't make it to dinner either,
no.
Robert. Yeah, we were just done.
Even Raphael made it to dinner.
Even Raphael made it to dinner.
Yeah,
it's because Kelly and I didn't go.
Raphael was at dinner.
He heard the coast was clear.
Yeah.
A lot of good music out today.
Yeah,
we got new music from Nick Jonas. We got Lady Gaga coming out with a new song. Janet Jackson. We got a little snippet.
Nice.
Little tease from Janet. Ooh. Carrie Underwood's got something new.
That's right. It's New Music Fridays now.
Yeah, it's weird. And don't forget, One Direction got a new video out. Drag Me Down.
Come on.
We'll get you all in what's coming out today with New Music Friday next.
Beat the bank. Beat the bank. Beat the bank is coming back. Kid Nation wins cash. It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Live from the Hard Rock Hotel Vallarta in Riviera Nayarit. And yes, Beat the Bank is coming back right after Labor Day.
As soon as
we get back from Labor Day, boom, 7:20 and 8:20 Central. Two chances for you to win up to $1,000, depending on how risky you want to go with it.
Mm-hmm. All right.
How do we play Beat the Bank again now?
If you're the lucky caller, we will have you on the phone as you hear dollar amounts hollered at you.
Yeah.
And you just say stop whenever you feel comfortable. Like, that's enough money for me. It's going to go
off.
Or
you feel so uncomfortable. You can't
yeah.
say
yeah.
that
that's
anymore,
true, too.
Actually.
The vault's
going
to close.
Because if the vault door closes, if you hear that happen and you haven't said stop yet, then you get nada. Nothing.
Nothing.
Zilch. Zero.
That's how it goes like that. And we get a brand new rap twice a day from Big Al Mack.
There you go.
Beat the Bank.
Yay.
Sure do.
I mean, we got to look forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of new raps, new music. Bunch of good music coming out today.
What we got?
That we can't ignore. Kelly Raspberry interviewed Nick Jonas earlier this week because of this song coming out.
Yes.
He's got a new one out. It's called Levels.
And I know we can get higher. There's levels to your love. Yeah, there's levels to your love. And I know we can get higher.
Well, falsetto Nick. Oh, take him to the rooftop.
I like that.
I got to figure out how to turn that one into Spanish.
Espanol?
Yeah.
Like you did Jealous?
Levelis.
Gotta add an extra beat in there.
Nick's going to be performing that at the MTV VMAs pre-show on August 30th. Pre-show, put Nick on the actual show.
Well,
he deserves it. But
come on.
Pre-show is a big deal.
It is, yeah.
Make them open it up. That's a fun song.
They finally revealed some of the other performers that just made me think of that.
Oh, really? Who?
Performing, yeah, Taylor Swift, Bruno Mars, Selena Gomez, The Weeknd. That's all I got right now.
Bruno Mars is performing?
Yeah.
Yes,
Be fun. You're going to be there.
Or will he do Uptown Funk again?
Probably do Uptown Funk. That was one of the biggest songs
Kendrick
of the
Lamar.
Year.
Kendrick
Lamar. He's got to do something new, too.
I don't think he has anything new.
You don't know. Maybe it's a surprise.
We've been waiting for Lady Gaga to come out with new music for a while.
Yeah, I know.
She did. Till It Happens to You is the name of the song.
Okay.
Tell me how the hell could you talk? How could you talk? Because until you walk where I walk, it's just no talk. Till it happens to you, you don't know.
Oh, she sounds angry in this song. There are pictures of Lady Gaga as a hotel owner in the new American Horror Story.
American Horror Story, yeah.
Yeah, Jenna, you love that show.
I do, yeah. This is the hotel. So that's probably what this song's for, right?
Yeah, because it seems like it would fit very nicely with that show.
Yeah,
she's working at the hotel.
Okay.
Kelly, I feel like you could do a very good Lady Gaga impersonation to this song.
That one, yeah.
Yeah. You want
to
try?
I need to learn. I'm so easy. Right?
Do Lady Gaga doing Cher doing that song?
Oh, yeah. You're so easy.
Do you believe?
And Carrie Underwood's been taking a break because she had a baby and she's married to this hockey dude. That guy. But she's got a new song. Her new CD, Storyteller's, out on October 23rd. Her single is called Smoke Break.
You say
Smoke Break does sound like a country song, you know?
All you people need a smoke break.
Finally a song for smokers. Oh,
Non-smokers need a smoke break.
I just saw something that said if you go take a number two while working, at least 10 minutes of going number two, after the end of the year, you'll have 40 hours of paid vacation.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But you need to use all 10 minutes of your number two time.
Along that line, and as weird as that story is, along that line...
What? That's true.
It's a human thing. Like, everyone, that shouldn't be considered vacation.
It's vacation, John.
Sometimes it is.
Sometimes it's pretty good.
Sometimes it is. Along that line, there's an app now called Pooductive.
So you can be productive while you're pooping?
Oh, you would know that this exists.
You can download this app from what I read. Yeah. You can download this app and chat with other people while you're on the toilet.
No.
Chatting, like typing, right?
It's called Pooductive.
No. It's also called texting, right?
These people are
texting
on,
people are also doing that.
Everybody's doing that?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
On the pod. You can have group chats.
Yeah.
Or I think they call them poop chats. And, with multiple people or just one person.
I don't know what's funnier, that there's an app called Pooductive or that Al looked it up.
I just
came across his newsfeed.
Yeah. Sure.
Is it necessary?
That might interest you.
People are texting when they go to the bathroom all the time anyway, right?
I was just running through the internet. And
you don't know that they're also pooing. You're supposed to keep that quiet.
Yeah. Right.
You don't want people to know that.
Exactly.
Right.
Some people play apps. Some people watch videos.
Yeah, but these people, you have that in common. What if you find love on Pooductive?
I don't think you can.
Sure you can.
How?
It's easy. You just
find love?
Yeah.
You can find it anywhere.
What's your profile photo on that?
That face.
Oh, God, Al.
Okay, everybody make your poo face.
No.
He's doing his poo face. Al just did his poo face. Really?
All right.
That's your face?
Yeah.
Why is it always so difficult?
Yeah, what's going on there?
Is it always such a struggle?
It's really a struggle in your hotel room with your woman. Like the hotel room, the bathroom's there, the bed's there.
Yeah.
It's like...
Lobby.
I'm going to lobby. I'll be back.
Yeah, because Al has events.
You got to.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I have events, dude.
That's mine.
That's
don't be doing your poo face.
I'm so grossed out.
I'm
serious, Jenna.
I don't go, so I don't know what it's like.
Kelly, you just went. What's yours?
Oh, Al.
Oh, sorry, poor Bob.
Al.
Sorry, poor Bob.
Oh, Al.
Why would you do that?
Why? It's nature.
No.
And why would you apologize to Airport Bob for that? Oh. Why? Where is your head?
Huh?
And this was the moment Al knew he messed up.
No, he thinks he's funny. He thinks that's hilarious.
What's your reason, Al?
Because
he's an idiot.
For what?
He's an idiot sometimes.
Why'd you
do
that?
You're an idiot sometimes. I'm sorry that it has to be said.
If you're going
to
ruin vacation.
That was a stupid thing to say.
At least ruin vacation on a Friday.
Yeah.
That's what you did. Jeez.
That's her business to share or
she
not share.
It.
Not on the radio.
No, she didn't. Oh, we didn't say that on the radio?
Big Al says dumb things, dumb.
Now look at what you've done. We've lost
fine.
Kelly.
Now you have
so I just want to know, are you guys still going to go to Janet
Kelly's
Jackson
fine.
Together?
Kelly's fine.
No, I'm not going with him.
No,
Kelly's okay. fine.
No, I bought my own tickets.
Kelly's fine.
Please stop touching me.
So Janet Jackson's got a new song.
Yeah.
You let's listen to that.
The new album comes out this fall. No date yet.
You got a little snip slip?
I do. A snip slip. The Great Forever.
What
yeah.
you're saying.
I don't know about
I'm
that
not
one.
Going to Janet Jackson for the new music.
No, okay, that's what I was no, going to ask.
No. I'm going for the Janet Jackson that I know.
Control.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you're going for.
Love
you're
will
going
never for the do hits. Without you.
Yeah.
Escapade.
That's the way love.
All
the way.
That stuff. That's what I'm going for. The new music is, you know, when you sit down and rest.
That's why I go to the bathroom.
That's why she's dropping a new album, so she could sing it on her new tour.
Yeah.
And then everyone's going to be bored. Because
well,
it's not enough time for us to memorize
no,
a new album.
Time.
Hopefully she'll
sure,
open with
months.
That. She'll throw two or three in there. That's fine.
They but, artists like that know everyone's there and paying that kind of money to see the hits.
Yeah.
Al, are you okay, Al?
I'm fine.
Okay.
I'm fine.
There's your new music.
Kelly loves me.
Nick Jonas Levels, Lady Gaga, Till It Happens to You, Carrie Underwood's Got Smoke Break, Janet Jackson, The Great Forever. And we also have the new video for One Direction, Drag Me Down. It dropped.
On KidNation.com.
Oh, it's on point.
Got the link to that?
Yeah, we got the link to that at KidNation.com if you want to watch it.
Is that your pick of the week?
That is. It's a good video.
Yeah.
I mean, I just like the song. The video is just them.
Yeah.
The video is them dancing.
Whoa!
Kenzie.
Oh, that was my girlfriend.
Oh, Dr. Girlfriend.
Yeah.
And just like that, our trip is almost over. We leave later today.
One word to describe the week, everyone.
What's your word? You go first.
Yeah, go ahead, Al.
Survival.
What do you mean survival?
He's not drowning.
Drown. Okay. I didn't drown. That was my word.
Love.
Love?
Like his wifey showed up on Tuesday.
Oh, wow.
I'd say exceeded. Like exceeded expectations.
Yeah.
Kelly? Airport? No.
Airport.
It's the Kid Nation Family Vacation. Live from the Hard Rock Hotel Vallarta in Riviera Nayarit.
And you can check out all the pictures at KidNation.com. We actually have a video. Like a crib style video of
yeah.
the suite. If you want to check out the Rockstar Suite, that's where we've been broadcasting every day. I just walk out of my room and I'm at work.
It's great, I know.
I recommend booking this suite if you're coming to the Hard Rock.
Yeah.
You know what? All the rooms are great though because I have a regular room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Little balcony.
My own private jacuzzi.
Hot tub in the room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really comfortable bed.
They're all different levels of all inclusive. I mean, you can go all out, everything. Or, you know, you can do it on a budget, too.
Of course. And the drinks are everywhere. Food is everywhere. Everybody's trying to be nice to you.
Yesterday, I was hanging out with JC and Kenzie, and we were up here. And after we came back from our trip in JC, we were going to go down to the beach. And he goes, oh, hold on, I need to get a beer. I'm like, well, you can get a beer the second we walk outside.
Yeah, true.
But he gets a beer from his fridge in the room.
Yeah.
All the rooms are stocked up with drinks.
Yep.
Yep, those are included. So you get a beer on your way down to get a beer. You can stop by the bar right when you get outside and then go out to the beach and have someone bring you a beer.
It's like heaven.
It is like heaven.
It's like heaven. I'm going to go ahead and say it.
We have some TV news for you as well. We just talked about Lady Gaga with her new song.
Yeah.
She's in American Horror Story Hotel. It starts on October 7th on AMC. And Fear the Walking Dead premieres on Sunday.
Yay.
9, 8 Central on AMC. The first 3 minutes have been posted on KidNation.com if you want to check it out. And if you want to win a trip for you and a guest to attend the VIP party on the set of Fear the Walking Dead, just visit KidNation.com. Check in daily. We have a nice little box there. Just check in.
Boom.
Make sure you haven't turned into one of them yet.
Hmm.
Ooh.
Nice.
Careful. Also, on Sunday, Kelly, the Full House Lifetime.
The unauthorized version
yeah.
of Lifetime?
It's,
yeah.
It's finally going to air on Lifetime.
This is the one that had the bad promo pic, right?
On Saturday?
Yeah.
It's on Saturday. Maybe Sunday.
I'm torn.
Why?
Because I know what John Stamos said about redheaded babies, and I don't want to dislike him.
You could still like that was old John Stamos.
I don't know. I look at him differently now.
You do?
Yeah.
What did he say about him?
He said that he said the part in the movie is true about where he wanted the Olsen twins replaced. They were being difficult. They were infants, crying a lot. So he told the producers, get another set of babies.
Yeah.
But they brought in these ugly redheaded babies. I'm paraphrasing, so I don't have the quote in front of me. And so they had to go back with the Olsen twins.
Wow.
So that was not nice.
Well, they could have been ugly brunette babies. Yeah, it just happened to be redhead
babies.
Maybe
they just were ugly. And it wasn't because they were redheaded.
Why did he have to include
that? Well, some babies, let's face it, some babies, they're, oh, he's so cute. Some babies are, you know, ugly.
Yeah.
Why they'd be ugly redheaded babies?
Well, because they had red hair. But if they would have been brunette babies or blonde babies, they would have been ugly blonde babies.
What if he said ugly Asian babies or ugly something else? Then people would be upset. But because it's about redheads, we're just supposed to take it?
Well, stand up for it.
It's not fair.
Yeah, if that's your cause, you know.
You follow John Stamos on Twitter. Unfollow.
I think you should protest.
I might have to unfollow him. I might have to.
You should sign a petition.
Because I did directly tweet him and ask him, why did you have to say that?
Yeah.
He didn't respond.
He didn't respond. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Kelly.
Did he know you're redhead when you...
Well,
your pictures
if he sees my profile picture, he would.
Her profile picture, her last name's Raspberry.
It's a hint.
Did you guys see the story of this guy in Georgia? So he's 51 years old.
Okay.
And he had a date with a hot chick that was half his age.
Nice. Shout out.
Yeah, last month. But the problem is, once he set up the date, he realized, oh, dang, I have my six-year-old son for the weekend.
Mm.
You know, and it's like, oh, this girl's half my age. She's really hot.
Yeah.
So he decided to bring the kid on the date.
No.
Don't worry, Kelly. He left the kid in the car so he would have time with his lady.
Oh,
boy.
The kid got scared, called his mom. The mom dialed 911. So the police showed up, arrested the dad, and the hot date.
And the date?
She's an accessory. She allowed that to happen.
Yeah.
She allowed that to happen.
So if I went on a date with a guy, there's no way I would let him leave the kid in the car.
That's ridiculous.
That is so ridiculous.
I'd call the cops on him.
Wow.
I would refuse to go in the restaurant. Like, I'm not leaving this kid in the car.
And you
Come
said
on.
It's in Georgia?
Yeah, it was in Georgia. It's very hot and humid in Georgia.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I don't know if she knew that he showed up with the kid. So
oh, you
she
think he hit him under a blanket in the back seat so she didn't know?
They might have just met at the... Al does that. Like, he's done that before. You just meet people at a restaurant.
Oh, they met there?
Yeah. Oh, I see what you're saying.
She obviously knew or she wouldn't have been arrested.
Well, if she drove, then there's no way.
Yeah, if she was in her own car, they would have arrested her.
That sucks, though.
She must have been really
hot. It's an interesting first date.
Very interesting. I hope it works out for them.
I mean, if we make you do
They're
something really stupid like that, she must have been really hot.
Dumb people need to stay together like that, if they do. And do the news people know that we're getting trolled by the kid in, I think, Idaho, the presidential candidate?
Hmm?
You haven't heard about this, Al?
Oh,
all the news. Yeah. The 5 o'clock news are reporting that 9% of the vote right now is going to a presidential candidate. Named, and this is what they claim to be his legal name, D's Nuts.
Wait, it's being reported as actual fact?
Yeah, they said that that's the person's name.
If he's actually earning 9% of the vote or the support at this point, then it is an actual news story, so I guess they have no choice. But everybody's doing all these memes now of Peanuts walking in the background of...
Yeah. Is he
I've
liberal
never gotten
or
D's
conservative?
Nuts phenomenon.
He's commando.
In deep.
Commando in chief.
Yeah, commando in chief.
Some of us went out snorkeling this week.
Did they go swimming with the fishes?
Yes, they did. But not Kelly Raspberry. She ain't doing it.
Because I have a hairy back.
It's the Kid Nation Family Vacation. Live from the Hard Rock Hotel Vallarta in Riviera Nayarit.
Harry Bass.
Yeah, you said it, Kelly.
You
admitted it.
Don't know.
Al. Kelly's mad at you, Al.
I was just looking to see if she had... There's nothing wrong. I got an ass, bro. Right above.
Oh.
Al does have a tramp stash.
You know, nothing wrong with it.
So gross.
Right there above the crackage.
All the pictures from our family vacation are up at kidnation.com if you want to check them out. We got videos as well. We did a dance competition on Wednesday.
Yeah, we did.
We did.
Wednesday, Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Days all blurred together.
Yeah.
Did we dance on a Tuesday?
Tuesday?
Yeah, it was Tuesday.
I'm still tired from that.
From the dance? That was. I hurt my wrist. Thanks, Jenna.
That's what you get for being all fancy. All
right, I'm going to go to the gym.
And winning.
Thanks. It was that lift. I wasn't ready.
The lift?
I wasn't ready for the lift. I'm going to lift you, thinking Jenna's going to say no. And then she goes,
stomach growl.
Al just burped.
Was that what that noise was?
I'm not sure if it was a burp or a stomach growl. It was one or the other. It was something that came out of my body. It was like, burr, burr.
Which end?
It's like Melissa McCarthy. Like, I'm not really sure what end that came out of.
It was somewhat close to the microphone, so I don't think you have to worry about that.
So, did you guys hear the new issue with head lice? Because Conan talked about it. Here it is. On the kid.
A study found that many types of head lice have mutated and now become resistant to over-the-counter treatments.
Yeah!
Yeah. Yeah, the problem has scientists scratching their heads.
I was fortunate. I didn't get lice in school.
You know, people, there's so many misconceptions about lice. You think dirty kids get it, and that's absolutely the furthest thing from the truth.
No. They jump from head to head, right?
Yeah, yeah. Lice are attracted to clean hair.
They are?
Yeah.
Because my wife had lice.
That's why
like,
I never got it.
My wife got lice like five times.
Well, I'm sure she loves you sharing that because there's still a stigma attached to it. Well, they say little girls tend to get it more because they hug so much.
Right.
Little girls are very affectionate with each other. So there are these services now where you can go because you try to do the home treatments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you miss one egg, if you just miss one and they're so small, that's why people get reinfected, you know, they think because they miss one thing.
Just one egg will just launch everybody?
Yeah, and people think, my head's starting to itch and just talk about it, but they think if you put all your blankets and bedding and everything in plastic bags and seal it up for a week that it's not necessary. Like lice can't live, I think it's, I forget, more than 12 hours without a host. And they, you know, it's just
host?
Yeah, like a human host. And they don't, I don't think they live on animals. So a lot of people think their dogs have to be all these treatments and things.
Yeah, only humans can get the lice?
From what I remember, it's been so long. But yeah, there's a place like called the Lice Place or something where you can go.
Yeah.
And they will actually.
I'm sorry, I would hate working there.
But they're doing such a great, great loving service. I mean, it really is a loving thing to do.
Ugh.
And, you know, they comb through your hair. They treat the entire family. You can even get, like, a guarantee. So if you ever get lice again, you come in and they'll comb through your hair. It's a blessing for a lot of families.
And you know what? You get it a lot at school. It's kids that get it a lot.
Yeah.
Adults are getting it a lot now, too, because of selfies.
Because you're putting head to head.
You got to go so head to head on the selfie that you're making contact and the lice are just jumping ship and going over your.
Yeah.
Al, you don't have that issue.
I don't have that issue, no.
That's the one thing about being bald that you probably appreciate the most.
Bald by choice, baby. BBC.
Did you shave
this? Yeah, but you could get lice on that little back patch.
Wow. The one little lice I have is way back there. Like, oh, man, this sucks.
I think I saw a girl on the beach taking a selfie for about 15 minutes yesterday.
Well, it takes a long time to get a good one.
Well,
because she was waiting for the sun to hit the right spot. So she would take one. And then look back at the sun, and then wait a minute, and then she would take one again for 15 minutes.
Wow.
I couldn't even concentrate
on enjoying the sunset.
She's trying to get the right selfie.
Was she using her arm, or did she have the selfie stick? And has the selfie stick come and gone already?
I only saw one or two selfie sticks here.
I saw one. You would think on vacation, in a vacation town, tourist town, you'd see a lot more.
Yeah, I know. Nothing discreet about the selfie stick. No. Kenzie and I were trying to get Russ Space to take our photo yesterday on the beach, and I've told Russ, I don't like the posing ones as much. I like kind of candid.
Yeah.
I'm like, so here, I'm going to hand you my camera. This is just another tip for guys. We tell you to take five. Just start snapping photos. Okay? Like, when we hand you the camera, it's like we're going to say take a photo.
Yeah.
Just start taking photos before we pose, because guys wait. And then they're like, okay, you ready? You haven't been taking photos? That's what I did. And then Russ goes, well, Jenna, we were frolicking on the beach. He goes, Jenna, there was like a lot of butt. Like meaning like my bathing suit's really high cut.
Oh,
and there
was
a lot of butt when we were running along the beach. I'm like, I know. I don't care. You're judging how much I'm showing. He didn't take the photo because, in his opinion, there was too much butt.
He was looking out for you. Russ, what? You didn't take it because you were looking out for her?
It's on my camera.
Or you were infatuated with the butt?
No, he wasn't. Yeah.
He couldn't take his eye off the butt.
He was waiting. He was just like, I'm not going to take a photo of that.
See, we don't know. We pose. We take the picture.
I'm telling you.
Girls want like 20 pictures.
Just start taking one. Just start. As soon as we
hand
you the camera and we're talking, laughing, fixing each other's hair, getting ready, take photos of that because we're likely going to like the candid one more. Does that make sense? Is that like a revelation for you?
That's
weird. I
don't
put that much thought into it.
Well, that's the point.
Well,
that's what I'm saying.
You don't want it to be too much thought.
Yeah.
You know?
It's just hard for us guys to start shooting.
The reality is a lot of, I mean, we do as girls. We do put a lot of thought into it. It makes it a lot easier.
But why do you want to document getting ready.
No, because
know.
It's the point is a candid photo, not that we're yeah. saying they're posing, smiling.
I don't know
because
why you
those
have to
are boring.
My whole thing is why you have to document everything. You know
well,
I mean?
I look stupid no. when I'm being candid.
No, I'm just saying to get one good photo.
You know what I mean?
How do we feel about the group of 10 people
yeah.
taking a picture, but the same picture with 10 different cameras?
No.
Can't we just say...
Share. It's just
a
like
photo
tag
share.
One, just
boom,
tag
boom, boom,
me
boom,
on
boom.
That.
Everybody gets it.
You but do a photo share.
That they have the one poor guy that's up there taking a picture. No, take one with my camera, too. Same pose, same background, same people. Boom, boom. You know, because everybody wants to have their own. I understand
right.
everybody wants to have their own picture, but you can have your own picture if that person... sends it to you.
Yeah.
I'd want to see a study of how many more pictures girls have compared to guys.
It's a lot.
Because when we've sure. gone on family vacations where my wife doesn't come with us, and I come home and she's like, oh, show me the pictures. I got one.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe two.
I've kind of sucked on this trip. I haven't taken as many.
I've gone on vacation with my girlfriend. We don't even take a picture. Like, we have to make ourselves take a picture.
I never take pictures. I forget. I just forget.
They're memories, though. I like it.
I mean, I like having... pictures and memories of what happened, but I like to enjoy what's happening too.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that just happened. Let's take a picture. You know what I'm saying?
No, just get a good one.
We should have put a GoPro on Al when he was laying on his back when we went snorkeling the other day. You would have been like the perfect
that
camera.
You
should have
got
shot.
A picture
yeah.
of.
Yeah, that yeah. That would have been a great picture of the sky. It would have been a skyfie.
Yeah, it would have been a skyfie. That's why I was gonna hit the thing. There it is.
Hit the button.
My volume was down.
You know what? We got to say thank you to the Hard Rock, right? Are you coming back?
Yeah, we're coming back.
Dude, I just want to make sure everybody gets their thank yous in.
You know what? I think Al probably booked an early flight and didn't tell anyone.
Yeah, Al's trying to get out early. No,
if he could, he would.
We still got show, Al. We still got plenty of show.
Our snorkel instructor, Carlos, is actually taking me to the airport in about 15 minutes.
We're live from the Hard Rock Hotel Vallarta in Riviera Nayarit. It's our last day of the family vacation. We'll be back.
And just like that, our trip is almost over. We leave later today. But how could we forget some of the special moments from this week?
When I was going through the airport, he goes, tell your coworker to not look so... God, what was the word he used?
Sexy?
No, like you were P.O.'s.
I wish Al was alive so he could do the dog sound effects.
Do the dead hooker, drag me.
People do love pickles.
Jenna was talking to Raul as well. My cousin Jose. Jose Luis. Jose Roberto. Jose Alfonso.
Oh boy, we're going to be here
Jose
for a while.
Jose Enrique.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Jenna's got all those guys coming.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
Basically, your car kind of is a woman.
JC, I'm on the air with Nick Jonas.
Ask Reverend Dave Kendall.
Stop it.
What?
Starts off slow, ends slow.
Yeah.
Put the middle.
So what are you bringing to that?
It's been one big party up here in the Rockstar Suite. Check out photos of the family vacation at KidNation.com.
Man, that was a nice week looking back at it.
It was.
I don't remember half of it.
I love that sound.
Just like yesterday we got here.
I know.
Now it's time to go.
Waves crashing. I love waking up to that.
I did see a little kid yesterday at the Mexican restaurant that made me realize I need to learn how to do this.
What?
One.
So this kid is probably about 10 years old, wearing glasses.
Yeah.
But I think they're real glasses, Al, not your vanity ones.
Okay.
Look at that smart kid. And he's chatting with his dad. And then his mom is sitting right in front of me. He reaches in front of his mom, and I'm wondering, well, what's he picking up? He picks it up, and it's a Rubik's Cube.
Hmm.
And then he stands up, and he's looking at the Rubik's Cube, and he does a couple turns,
mm-hmm.
and his dad starts talking to him. And as his dad's talking to him, he's making eye contact with his dad because he's a good boy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just still twisting and moving and doing this and that. And he's talking to his dad while he's doing this. And then about 30 seconds later, he looks down. Rubik's Cube is complete, and he goes, oh, that was easy. Tosses it on the table, and I'm sitting there with my taco in my hand like, wow.
Wow.
I want to learn how to do the Rubik's Cube without looking.
Or while looking.
Yeah.
Can you do it while looking at it?
I'm sure everybody could learn while looking, but without looking? That kid did it without looking.
If it's when he's had for a while.
He's a freak of nature.
That just shows you smart people come to the Hard Rock Hotel.
That's what it shows.
That was what you learned from that?
That's what it definitely shows you right there.
Oh, man.
Did you learn anything this week, Kelly?
What did I learn? No. I mean, it's not a big deal to take off your cover up and go in the water with people you work with. I guess that's what I learned. If that's what you're looking for, that's what I learned.
That was a big moment for us.
Sure.
It was.
Because
yeah.
it's
really
been
was.
7 years in the making.
Yeah.
Of Kelly just sitting in her hotel room and she finally made it out.
She did. We're proud of you, Kelly.
Yeah.
Thanks.
We are proud of you.
Super. That was probably the highlight of my week.
You're not burned or anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't get burned.
Nobody got sunburned.
I don't think sun touched my body.
I got a little touch of lobster. Always.
Slight touch of lobster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I learned that not everyone on Tinder looks the same as their profile picture.
Did you get any more interaction after that? After you guys talked to... Well, I'm not even going to say his name ever again.
Yeah, don't.
Interaction, no.
Doesn't deserve it.
Well, yeah. I don't know. I haven't even opened the app.
Oh, you haven't opened it? You want to do one last
little
check?
No.
You want to do one last little check to see?
One last Mexican
Maybe he
swipe.
Wants to apologize.
I don't care. What
Maybe
he
got nervous.
I don't care. No.
You do kind
of
care.
No, the whole point of Tinder is don't be on their swipe and ride if you don't intend to follow through. That is ridiculous.
Well, what if he had a girlfriend and then...
Well, then don't be on their swipe and ride if you have a girlfriend. Whatever your reason is, don't do that.
True.
Yeah.
That's the lesson that should be learned.
Raging Raspberry was in full effect yesterday.
I thought it was very polite.
You were.
Considering the circumstances, but...
You were. You could have gone off even more. Al, would you learn this trip?
Black folk float. Especially if they have two life jackets.
Uh-huh.
You know, and the one that you put between your legs feels like something between your legs.
It's not meant to go between your legs. I'm never going to get that image out of my head, Al. You get towed by your girlfriend in the water.
It was fun, though. You know, towed by my girlfriend, towed by Carlos. I mean, I was just a towing machine.
Did you guys enjoy?
Being towed, I was a towee.
Did both of the boys enjoy their trip with their significant others?
Yeah. I did.
Yeah.
I did.
Did you enjoy being down here with us, ladies?
Yeah, definitely.
See there?
How come I didn't get a definitely, babe?
She did.
Yeah. She said yes.
That was Dr. Girlfriend, I thought.
I got the definitely. You got the yes.
I got the yes.
And we're all on the same flight.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, how's that? How come on the way here we don't get the same flight?
Insurance doesn't care if we all die going home?
It was,
Kelly,
I think it was
today.
Just logistics. It was just logistics, not as many flight options.
Oh, they heard the bit we did, and they're like, it's just better not to have anything.
Right.
Now, Al, if we want to come out to the Hard Rock Hotel.
You need to go online to hrhallinclusive.com to check out all of the Hard Rock properties. I couldn't even tell you which one we like best. We like all of them. But, the Hard Rock Hotel Vallarta is definitely one to check out. And it's right here on the Riviera Nayarit in the city of Jalisco. 300 rooms that can be all yours. We also want to thank Nick for keeping the video and website in check while we're here. The Chicker for keeping us on the air, making us sound good. Russ, yeah.
Russ, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, Russ.
Russ has been the social media king out here. And everybody back at headquarters at Mission Control.
What about White Cheddar?
I'm getting there. Okay. I'm getting there. He's the executive producer. That's last, man.
Saving
the best for last. Everybody back at the mothership, though, they're keeping us, keeping all the videos and all
Shannon
the pictures
pushing
posted.
The buttons back home.
Yeah. And, of course, the guy that keeps us on the road, the executive producer, the Punta Cana cowboy, White Cheddar.
So we'll be hopping on a plane, heading back home. We'll be back in studio in our regular back home, just boring old studio. But we do have a show coming up for you next week. Here's what's coming.
Next week on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
You still have the chance for Snickers to give you the ultimate fan cave. Find out how to win at KidNation.com.
And we got two big celebrities in the house next week. YouTube sensation Todrick Hall will be swinging by to talk about his new show on MTV.
And you love him in Fox's hit show, New Girl. We get to hang out with our friend Jake Johnson.
Ooh.
That's next week on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
On the Kid Craddock Morning Show. Over.